Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Did you go? Should we run?
Yes!
Good morning!
What a difference a day makes.
Running commentary, we were...
Just 24 little hours.
Yeah, we might as well fess up. This is a re-record. We recorded one yesterday. Really nice weather. Great form. Probably one of the best we've done, mate.
It was just an hour of unadulterated joy, wasn't it? It was
incredibly dense comedic quality combined with philosophical reflections on the running
art. It was like the sun was flowing through us and out of us and bringing out our best selves.
Truly incredible, but unfortunately the recorders didn't work.
Didn't work properly, no.
So we're back again, and we're not resenting it, because it's always nice to go for a run.
No, in all seriousness, it's quite funny. I'm really happy. It's always nice. And two things. One, you were saying yesterday, and I completely agree, that we're trying to do loads of running. So there are times when it would hurt more
for us
to go out again.
Yeah,
the next
I said
day.
Yesterday, when the weather's this good, I'm going to be running every day for a while anyway.
Yeah. So we're testing that.
It's nice to have my hand forced the day after that. But I was going to run. But what it does mean is that I let my guard down a bit last night vis-a-vis...
You've done your work for the week.
Well, vis-a-vis booze and food.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit protesting.
Well, I noticed that because you said this morning when we checked in about coming out again, you said I've just had a big breakfast.
Yeah.
And... I was thinking about the old 16-8. Did you have 16 sausages and 8 eggs?
Yeah, it kind of... The old 16-8 kind of went by the by this morning.
Yeah, it's more like a 1-1-1.
Yeah, we got... We invited some mates around last night because the weather's so nice, and they've got 3 little kids, and they really like the trampoline.
Yeah.
And we just had a really good laugh. A lot of Prosecco.
I mean, I love it. It's a great Union Cope single, but I'm surprised that the kids know it.
They love it. And we just had a right laugh, but it was sort of, it meant an awful lot of pizza got eaten. And then this morning it meant it was bacon and eggs for breakfast. Excellent. Which is not my usual pre-run ballast.
So 16 rashers and 6 eggs.
Yeah. But
and 8, damn it.
But it was good.
It wasn't great anyway.
But yeah, I'm feeling okay. It was good fun. It was a laugh. How about you? How have you been since?
That's the other funny thing about it is because I just really was feeling really up and joyful and positive about everything. And it just goes to show you, doesn't it? It doesn't last.
Well, this thing's out of your control.
I don't think it's anything particularly complicated. I think it's the fact that on a Wednesday, my family are all out.
Right.
And so my wife actually works... in a museum on Wednesdays.
Right.
And my kids are at school, last day of school for holidays.
So you're a bit on your own.
Yeah, and you know, it's that thing we talked about
before. It's quite tricky, yeah.
Just useless, really.
Yeah.
I get a lot done when I've got an audience.
Yeah.
Which is irritating for them that they have to be. Because it's not like they're part of it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Just
makes them more productive, yeah.
But at the moment, they're not there. It's like,
yeah. That can be tricky. Well, we had one this morning where... One of our mates who's a little bit strapped for cash, has been making money trying to get people to change their energy providers to one. It's one of those, you know, she'll ring you and say, listen, let me do it all, and I'll save you some money.
Yeah.
And because we want to help out, we just say yes.
Yeah.
But that means you wake up and your Wi-Fi's not working, and it's because she's changed all... Do you know what I mean? It's one of those... It's like, I prefer the previous expensive but inefficient life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we have to actually do stuff.
Yeah, I don't...
So it was one of those, so...
It doesn't sound good.
One of those mornings, but it was all right. Quickly solved.
And, it's still really nice. It's hazier than yesterday.
Yeah.
But we're...
It's warm.
For posterity, it's the week when British summertime kicked in.
Yeah.
And the weather's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
And lockdown was eased.
Yeah, the first little sort
of the weekend.
A step on the lockdown easing where you can have two households gathering in a garden.
Both alike in dignity can gather from ancient rivalry to new enmity. Which can be unlucky for some young people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doesn't always end well. But, it was good fun. I don't know whether you've noticed something about my outfit this morning, Rob.
No. Morning, Magpie. Oh, you've got a lovely shirt on.
Well, no.
Sorry about the brief pause there. I'm not really prepared to run with those cyclists just behind me all day.
What I am bedecked in is head to toe Lululemon.
Lovely Lululemon.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Deeply fashionable.
It's really nice. I mean, I know they're sponsoring us and stuff.
Paid content.
Yeah.
But in this case, no, it's just a lovely freebie, isn't it?
It absolutely is. They sent us...
We've had Lululemon Christmas.
They sent us a big box of stuff. And my word, it's... I'm wearing it today. And I'm not getting paid anything to say this. It feels great. It feels really nice.
Well, it's
whatever they're doing, it's working.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't really understand what they're doing.
You're going to go, it's all money. But they sent us loads of stuff. It's all lovely.
Yeah.
And specifically, it really ties in with this nice weather, summertime vibe. Because the stuff is both genuinely light and breathable and good for this kind of running. And it's all kind of bright. You like this top, I better get a picture.
Yeah,
it's wearing a really kind of soft red top. And I know from my own experience how breathable it is.
Decent socks, nice shorts. Yeah, it's lovely. I'm feeling it, thank you. And it's got to be said, and we won't go about it again, it's one of the advantages of life as an influencer, Rob. I don't know how you enjoy your life as an influencer, but to get a massive box full of gear like that, it is lovely, isn't it?
It's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I do sometimes spend too much time in my life as an influencer trying to get my lightsaber to jump into my hand from the other side of the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's a different kind.
Yeah. But the... it's great. We're right up there with the Kardashians, aren't we now?
With the who?
The Kardashians.
Bless you.
Massive. We're huge.
Well, in all seriousness, you know, we're trying to chance our arm with that, getting in touch with various events and saying, give us a place at your event.
Yeah.
Trying to come up with a plan for the autumn.
Yes, for the autumn. The autumn months.
In fact, I don't think we're quite... completely settled yet on what we should do, so maybe we should consult with the listeners at home.
Yeah, I mean, there's London, Yorkshire, there's three marathons in October, isn't there?
Yeah, it's London, we got this wrong before, London on the 3rd, Manchester on the 10th, Yorkshire on the 17th.
Yeah.
And we have the possibility of doing all of those.
Yes.
Or rather, much more accurately, any of those.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a real shame in a way, because I think we're shifting away from Manchester, just because it's the middle one.
Yeah.
If there's any chance of getting actually more than one, we need as much time between them as possible.
Yes.
And of course,
London
Marathon is our home marathon in lots of ways. So we'd really like to be involved with that. But in another way, it'd be absolutely wonderful to get back to Yorkshire.
Yes. And you've got, with your book, you've got a couple of chapters on Yorkshire.
Yeah, Yorkshire
is quite a heavy presence in the book.
Heavily. It's because it's almost as much of a surprise friend in my running story as you.
Yeah.
But obviously it's a running event rather than an actual person.
Yes, yeah.
So, but on the other hand, both from Yorkshire.
Yes, yeah, big Yorkshire. Bigger, it's a hell of a marathon, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's a great atmosphere.
But the other thing is that it's a good... That for me, it's always been a great marathon for pace.
Yeah.
But that is the other way around, and this is the thing. I'd love to know other people's experiences of marathons close together. I think one working model we've got is where I train. Oh, I'll tell you the other thing. As spring comes,
yeah.
When you think about the London Marathon being at the beginning of October,
yeah.
You can start to visualise in a good way. A training program that reaches all the way almost back to here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yes.
You say 16 weeks is 4 months.
Yeah.
That's September, August, July, June.
Yeah, we're not too far away.
We're not too far away, you know?
No, we're not, no.
And of course, I'm in a weird limbo of maintenance training and heavy distance.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to get shape for that. Anyway, the working model is try and...
Race London.
I try and get a good time in London.
Yeah.
For whatever is available to me in 2021. And then we'll record the Yorkshire Marathon, which obviously means going a little bit slower.
Yeah.
And obviously...
Maybe a lot slower.
And also sharing that experience with the world, because of course, in the wider scheme of things, the Yorkshire Marathon is smaller and not everyone knows about it. And we'll be breaking America in 2022.
Yeah, of course. And they
tell them all about it.
Yeah. They want to know what... Deep fascination with the Yorkshire people and culture.
There is a neatness, isn't there? If we're going to podcast a marathon a year, we've done London.
Yeah.
We do Yorkshire this year, New York next year.
Yeah.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam.
Yeah, there's a symmetry there, isn't there?
Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way.
But a lot of that is fitness depending for me.
Yeah.
Whether I run both or one or...
Yeah.
It's tricky.
I mean, I would love, if you're not heading for a fast marathon, however formal or informal it is, I'd love for you to coach me to a fast marathon
absolutely.
In London.
Yeah, I can definitely
that might
offer
mean
that.
Literally might mean you watching me from the DLR, which is a difficult one.
Yeah.
I can see him.
Yeah. Catching you. Nipping off on the tube to catch you again.
That's the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. And also, you know, once again, we could change that plan, because it's a real shame not to do Manchester.
Yes.
I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, Manchester's.
Specifically, we know Manchester well, you know.
We used to live there.
And one of the last events I did, an event it was kind of sad to realise was so long ago.
Yeah.
Was the Great Run Manchester Half.
Yeah.
Which was great. Really nice event. And... really pacey.
It's not like
it
we don't
really
have
appealed to my road running. Head, you know.
Yeah. It's not like we don't have a strong connection with Manchester.
No.
Yeah.
No,
but you can't do both.
No.
You can't do them all at our level of fitness. And if you want to do one, if you want to do one fast, it's got to be the first one.
Yeah.
You can't do a marathon in training for a really fast one 2 weeks later. It's just not going to work. So.
No. Well, that's the main question is, I think even if I train for a really fast one and then do an incredibly gentle one 2 weeks later,
that's still good.
I don't know how realistic that is, really. I mean,
I was really
quite fit. Not very fast, but really quite fit last September, October when I did the virtual Great North Run and the London Run.
Yeah.
And after them... Whoa!
Yeah.
It feels like there's like a blank few pages in my blank couple of months in my running diary, really. I'm still running.
Yeah, it's really...
Thank you.
Yeah, it really takes it out of you.
Yeah.
It's really hard work. Marathons really, really take it out of your legs and system generally, mentally and physically.
Yeah.
And also, if you're going to try and run a fast London... You don't really want any of your mind to be thinking,
I must be careful.
I've got another one in 2 weeks.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of, if you really...
It's really key.
Hi, Muff.
Cheers.
If you want to run, if you want to run fast, you really want to be going for it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
you want those balls out?
No, what,
balls out, Deering.
Is that the phrase?
Come, that's part of the training. Come on, Rob.
I've changed my mind.
No,
it's maybe it's auspicious, or maybe it's what's the opposite of auspicious? Suspicious.
Yeah.
Nightmarish. But before I came out today, I cut all my nails.
Right.
And I also put a little Vaseline on.
Oh, did you?
Viewers will be viewers will be watching something else because this is sound. Listeners will be pleased to hear I didn't put it anywhere. I didn't put it anywhere, if you know what I mean. Just got to turn into Grandad Deering. Such a prude. Have I told you about that before? My Grandad Deering was always so. From here, the more I think about it, the more we talk about it, me and my wife. My dad's mum and dad,
yeah.
Who I knew into the 80s.
Yeah.
They were basically Victorians.
Right. What, very, very prudy.
Yeah.
Bit of a prude.
I mean, they came out of, you know, they grew up in orphanages and then service between the wars.
Right.
Their flat. Do you remember the Museum of the Home in down in Haggerston?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. I used to live very close to
all the different rooms of all the different ages.
Yeah.
Their flat looked like the Victorian room.
Right.
You know, they were basically another 100 years worth of interiors after the one that looked like Nanny and Grandad's.
Wow.
And the whole place was kind of brown with the tar of a million fags.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were lovely. They were great. And my Grandad Deering, he used to work as an usher at Stamford Bridge.
All right.
Because when he moved to London, he decided Fulham, Chelsea.
Right.
And because that's where I live, Fulham. And whenever you went anywhere, particularly when he sort of hosted us at Stamford Bridge,
yeah,
it was make sure everyone knew where the toilet was.
Right.
But they were too prudish to talk about the toilet.
Okay.
So he was famous for saying things like, if you want anything, it's over there.
Right.
Funny. I can remember when I found this out. I'd have been about sort of 4 or 5.
Yeah.
He kept saying things like that, and I think, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Even if I want anything, it's over there.
What a
we
great
came in over there.
What a great place.
Brilliant. So that's what all I'm saying is I didn't put Vaseline anywhere. No one wants to hear about this one.
Yes, yeah.
Put some in because I'm wearing a vest.
Yeah.
Stuck some on there. Look at these flowers. That's wild garlic in flower.
So
stuck some on my pits and some under my rib cage and some just under where the bum bag goes. And that's the first time this year, so you know.
So this here, Rob, is protect this ancient woodland from unnecessary and intrusive works. Stop new 2-metre-wide channels being dug. Say no to the council's proposed flood mitigation scheme.
This is where we met those people who were sitting in here,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. They're not there anymore.
I was wrong about it being wild garlic, by the way. Yeah, wooden enemies.
They're beautiful, but they're... Yeah.
They're absolutely stunning, aren't they? It's
yeah, they're
incredible.
Absolutely gorgeous, yeah.
And
they seem to have come from nowhere. I mean, they weren't here last time, were they?
It's like magic, isn't it? I mean, maybe the people who are sitting in Platinum, but I don't think so.
No, I don't think so, no. Yeah. No, they're fantastic.
Also, me and my old friend Jenny used to never see a wooden enemy without doing a joke about there being a wooden enemy in
all
the
right.
forest. Which, as you can clearly tell, was hilarious.
So is the... To further extrapolate the point, is perhaps... Was Grandpapa slightly influential vis-a-vis in terms of slight occasional prudery? Not prudery, but you don't like an earthy chap, do you? You're not an earthy conversationalist.
I think you're just saying I'm a square.
No, not at all. Absolutely not at all. But in terms of like, you know what I mean?
I don't think that it's because I'm Victorian.
No.
That I experience discomfort when you talk about your balls.
But they are part of life, aren't they? Obviously, they're not a big part of your life. We can change that.
I think it's more the broadcaster in me.
All right. Fair enough.
But it's certainly the magic of the show. And as the guy used to say on the CBeebies programme with the songs, show me your magic.
The magic. The magic of the show.
Oh, have you noticed that we're just coming out of that moment when The colour palette of the forest has changed, and it's just sprinkled. It's not all leafy yet, but it's sprinkled throughout with this kind of haze of green.
Yes.
As the new leaves start to unfurl.
There's something superb about the light today, which is almost as nice as yesterday. I mean, obviously yesterday was really sunny, but it's fallen away, and I'm basically really enjoying the run.
Yeah, it's kind of limpid, isn't it? It's very... it's humid in a way which, if it was high summer, it would be a sweaty.
It's got the kind of,
because it's spring. It's just like a.
It's got the idea. It's got the slight atmosphere of like Mississippi or something.
Sort of
slight swampy kind of hillbilly vibe.
Yeah, that's why you've been going on about your mangroves.
Yeah. And here we are, on as well on my. It's not big news, but slightly unusual. My fourth run in a row.
Yeah. And how many, what's that in miles?
Not big mileage. It's about 120 miles. Nothing too big.
Is it in real mileage?
It's about five or six a day. Just nice and gentle.
That's such a great...
It's not Hutchinson levels.
No.
It's Tonkinson coming back levels, but enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you're not doing much else and just resting up, you can do that, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Like, well, Martin... He's doing
your
RED 100 run over there for 100 days.
Is he really?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I think he's about to finish. He's literally, I think that he'll finish it between this podcast and the next podcast.
Right.
And I was going to qualify that with he'll probably finish it. Forget that. He'll finish it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He could have his legs gnawed off in a bizarre shark.
I'm finishing!
He'd still do it.
Yeah. And he'll notice an improvement there.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever you chat to people who do... I know we're a bit sort of comedic about our incredibly small running streaks of 4 days or so. When you'd commit to it for a period of time, regardless of how many miles you run on each day, people feel a difference.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fine line, isn't it? And I think, you know, because it's taken me a long time. Basically often running on consecutive days, I suppose, is the tone we're looking for, rather than running every day your whole life.
Yeah.
Often running on consecutive days is something I would have been really paranoid about.
Right.
For many years.
Yeah.
And I never really found it until I found, like you say, it doesn't matter about the mileage.
Yeah.
But for me, it goes with high mileage.
Right.
Because the way to get high mileage and run on lots of days is to run nice and slow.
Yeah.
And that's what I needed to learn to do. But I think it's important. You must, another one of those things, people mustn't use run every day as a stick to beat themselves with. I think that the ultimate mindset should be, oh, imagine running every day.
Yeah.
And then waking up one day and going, or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also it's like, I was chatting to Susie Chan about it once, who's doing one of these long running streaks, and she said...
She runs a bit, doesn't she, Susie?
You what?
She runs a bit,
yeah. Well, she's interesting, because she's come through phases of suffering from quite persistent injuries and come back off the other side of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's found a lot of form recently.
And to build up high mileage, obviously, because she's an ultra runner.
And she just says, a running day is a minimum of 2 miles.
Yeah.
So, a couple of times a week, she'll just run 2 miles, so
it keeps
the street going. But she said even within that, she noticed an improvement.
Well, absolutely, because we know that this is... park myself behind the mud patch. You've been in. That's going to be a fun afternoon for you guys. Molly, you're going to get me muddy. Molly!
Molly!
Molly! Don't the dogs always go after my legs?
Molly!
What were we saying? Yeah.
Molly.
Well, the other side of that, and it sounds like a contradiction, but it's the same thing, is that bit we've been talking about, like laying out 5K or... I often run to the supermarket these days.
Yeah.
And these runs, your front brain, when you've been running, I don't know, 6, 7, 10 miles.
Yeah.
Your front brain thinks that going out to run 2 miles or even a mile is like a little easy thing.
Yeah.
And it so isn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The moment you've engaged your body
to
start running and keep running, then that's the important bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
And your body remembers it.
Yeah.
You're clicking into that separate running reality again, that's training and working out how to do it more efficiently, etc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's an engine room thing. You want your body
absolutely.
To expect to be running. And do the other thing, which you always talk about, which is absolutely essential to training, which is to expect to be running on a not entirely rested machine.
Yes, yeah.
You know, expecting to be running again.
Yeah.
Running on this ache or whatever it might be. Yeah. I love that. And I do think that it's so funny. It's probably just psychological because really these October marathons are a long way away. But I'm really ready for them to give some shape.
Yes, of course.
To the training I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah, you must be. Yeah.
I think that, you know.
Well, the first thing we need to do is, it's a long way out. If you do want to run a fast marathon, is talking about what time you want to do it.
Yeah.
In a way that makes you excited, and is cognizant with your sort of unique way of framing, framing the experience, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good conversation to have because I think, you know, like you say, I do have a certain way of thinking about it. It's too early to do it based on fitness.
Yeah.
But in the long game, I can have a guess. And also, I think it's very important, and you've lived through this at different distances, to try and think of it as what would be good for me now rather than trying to compete with some much earlier version of myself.
Yeah, totally.
Specifically, totally. For a while there, I was wrestling with 3:15 and 3:10 marathons.
Yeah.
And I got sub 3:15.
Yeah.
But I ran a few around, I think I ran at least three under 3:20.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I need to park, because in recent years, I've run better marathons.
Yeah.
More control of what I was doing, holding it and using what I had in a much more understanding way.
Right.
In Yorkshire, in 2019 and 2018. And both those times, two marathons within 30 seconds of each other.
Right.
Around 3:33.
Right. Yeah.
So...
So that feels
from here, the quest, unless, you know, at the moment, got to keep the options open, see what happens. But my quest for 2021 would be to dip back under 3.5.
Yeah. And that, I think one doesn't want to, if I can use the royal one, one doesn't want to think too much about that yet.
No.
You've got till June before a 4-month training cycle kicks in. And let's face it, 4 months... well done is more than enough at your level. Especially if you've got a good base.
And if you're starting from a good base, that's
right. Yeah, totes. So,
I mean, the good base from here, and I kind of think, I'm literally sort of, you know, thinking, I'll get vaccinated and take a week off and stuff. Because at the moment, I'm running 30 miles plus a week. Always plus, generally.
Right.
For the first time, kind of generally trying to land it a couple of miles more than that without pinning it down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just so that the... You know me, just so that 30 isn't too much of a line. And should we go this way?
Yeah, if you want
to. And then I've upped my pace as an overarching average.
Yes, yeah.
Which is a really healthy
late
era way to be. I was telling you yesterday, my average pace last week was improved in general.
Yes.
And it was the pace.
Oh, comfy.
That's an average over slow runs and fast runs.
Right.
So it's a really interesting result to be aware of and to work towards.
And I think, just see where you are May, June, when we've got on the track a few times, or maybe you run your first couple of park runs, and just see how you're feeling about it, you know?
I mean, I think there's a lot of scope from here, particularly if I'm careful, to have much higher mileage training than I've ever had before.
Yes, yeah. And if you do that consistently, I think that will change... That will change things.
Yeah.
So I won't set too many limits at the moment. I'll just keep doing
what
you're doing.
There.
Yeah. Keep all the exercises you're doing. Keep all the fitness you're building up. We'll start to introduce some speed over the summer.
Yeah. Although one of the things in this lockdown easing is you can do sports facilities that are outside are open, and you know what that means?
That means a track.
It means a track.
Yes. He's one of those. We'll go to that one.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. But I want to go.
Pardon?
That's right.
Are you tired?
No, I just wanted to go for a
wee. Oh, no, yeah, you go for a wee. Yeah.
Well, I'll just wait for him. I'm just going to see exactly when he's
going to be ages. He's going to be ages. You can tell how long people are going to remain in the toilet by how they look on the way in. That guy's going to be...
I understand.
Do you know what I mean? I'd say... I won't be surprised if he's going to sleep there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, let's go
honestly,
to the other one.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But the other one will probably be shut, but by the time we get back to this one, he might have gone, but I doubt it. He had some books, he had a packed lunch.
Look at that lovely top on him.
Yeah.
Don't look nice.
Lululemon.
Jesus, it's not that hard.
Yeah. And it feels good.
Yeah. We were talking quite seriously there for a bit, but it's all gone now because of the old guy kipping in the toilet.
You know what I mean, though.
I know exactly
that,
what
that
you
look
mean.
Of sort of steely-eyed concentration
for the duration.
And resignation. So fair for you people on Highgate Woods enjoying themselves today.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And on the Parkland Walk, I think that there's a kind of slight evening out. I think people are slightly more believing that this might not be the only time.
Yes, yeah.
In the foreseeable future that they'll ever
that
be
they're allowed
again.
To do this, yeah. This
just, is that just me, or is there just a little bit less desperation?
It feels a bit less manic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But also, you've got to remember, the kids are at school.
Yeah.
A lot of people are at work.
Yeah, the holidays... are about to begin. I think the weather's going to hold for the first few days. So
yeah, I think...
I mean, there'll be absolute ire on the internet if the weather's nice and people get out and about this weekend. But it will be nice to see some sunshine.
I don't... Yeah.
Look how deep pink this magnolia is. Wow.
I don't think it's going to be that nice at the weekend, I think. I don't think so. We'll see. I think this is going to be locked anyway. Yeah.
Are we recording a podcast which you record while we run? Yeah. We just when we'd got, is it closed?
Yeah, of course it's, yeah.
Absolutely.
Not
but
as much. Sometimes.
Out.
Sometimes. It's very conversational.
We make sure we don't run too fast. But just when we got, it's called Running Commentary.
It's called Running Commentary, yeah.
Yeah, so look us up. But also, yeah, we got unself-conscious about the microphones, and then we had to add these big sort of tribbles.
Which only makes them even more ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Take care, mate. See you later.
Thanks for
Have
asking.
A good one.
It's good of it, that guy, to actually ask, because I keep seeing people. Because, like you say, there's lots of people out and about.
Yeah.
It's actually the first time we've been out with these big fluffy balls on our faces.
Balls out! That's a new title for the podcast, isn't it? For the special extras, for the Patreon, when we go Patreon.
I prefer...
Balls out!
You know me, I'm a prude. I like it when you call them your special extras like that.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Rob and Paul's special extras.
Have you asked your special extras?
Press this button to see this week's special extras.
Special extras on Patreon. Patreon. Special extras. Hidden features.
Yeah.
Easter eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. Easter special extras. Crack open our special extras. What's inside, Rob?
Ooh.
So basically we're just jogging between
we're running
toilets.
Back and forwards between the toilets and hugging.
Yeah. Yeah, they've shut one section just to crank up the tension.
Just to create a storyline. It's not quite the stolen phone episode.
And then the last time we saw, he was in it. I think he was in it for the long haul. Let's see whether my intuition was correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the run today, myself.
Yeah, which is good because I think we're... I want to lean into a running country cliche. Run hanging! But yeah, we both put away some booze yesterday.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Last night I did James Cook's board game Smackdown.
All right, okay. I've seen that advertised on the... on the web.
It's really nice how many things have we been doing. Get ready for me to repeat myself a little bit here with you because I've had lots of work on this last week.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's telling that one's working life could involve playing a board game with friends on the internet, but that's exactly what I was doing yesterday. And I also played a game with Amy LeMay and Stephen Mack on his show last week.
Right.
And did two virtual gigs last week.
Well, that's a full week, isn't it?
It is, and it just feels like the work has been... Hey, hi. This is all right, isn't it? Yeah, we're recording. Otherwise, you know...
You've seen some mates?
Yeah, it's funny, because yesterday you saw your next-door neighbour down at Woodbury Down.
Yes, we saw her a couple of times, didn't we?
And it was really sweet, actually. It's a shame you lost that bit, because Paul's friend Jackie said, that's my friend Jackie. And I said, I know what she's doing. She's looking at the coop babies, and there's a nesting coop with the babies all swimming around. And I spent a moment with Jackie, who I don't know.
No, she's
lovely.
We
were just going, oh!
No, she's a really nice person, yeah.
Anyway, those guys... They're really nice parents of one of my son's friends.
Right.
But they don't live anywhere near here, so that's the reason it's a bit like seeing Jackie.
Yeah, they've come to...
But then, I tell you, I think I know why they'd be somewhere unusual. I think he's a spy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's never said that?
You know, he's too good. He's never said it.
Yeah.
But he's international. His job seems pretty nonspecific.
Right.
You know how it goes. You know, spies.
International man of mystery, yeah.
Yeah.
We've actually got a bit of a conundrum you could perhaps help me with, actually. We've got some mates coming round for dinner next Friday.
Yeah.
In the garden, get the old fire pot out. Someone gave us a fire pit for Bra's birthday. I thought it was a big wok. I didn't understand what it was.
Well, but it's a lot of fire people pit. Are getting back to wok.
Yeah,
good.
That's a good one. Old Boris's exhortations to walk from home falling on increasingly deaf ears. And one of the guests is a vegetarian.
Yeah, what a nightmare.
So I was thinking...
Imagine that.
What would you suggest?
And you accused me of being a Victorian.
No. Would chicken Kiev be all right? I mean, is that okay? Or
well, in all seriousness,
would that be offensive?
I think it's really worth establishing with you. Look, take me and my wife, who are now kind of vegan or as good as, and been vegetarian since we've known each other.
Yeah.
Our attitudes are completely different. We came from two different places. So she never liked meat.
Right.
So for her, the old pretend meat, she'll have it.
She won't have it. She don't like it.
No, she just won't really enjoy it. It wouldn't be a treat for her.
Yeah.
So if your friend is like my wife, then what you want to do is something fancy where you, I don't know, stick some, slice some cuts into an aubergine.
And then
stuff it, get olive oil and garlic in there and then bake it like a baked potato.
I mean my...
In foil or baked potatoes as well. But the second thing is that if your friend likes the taste... these days, pretend meat things, not just vegetarian, but vegan, are just incredible. The burgers and sausages, I mean, even basic ones. Linda McCartney sausages, I think they're great. And Beyond Burgers, they cost a couple of quid, but they're stupendous.
Right. I mean, Ra was a vegetarian for years.
Yeah.
And I know, I play the sort of northern idiot. We also coming from a family background where Grandma Grace gave a mate as vegetarian an onion on a plate.
Yeah. And we all remember Frankfurter Gate.
There's a bit
where you just sucked the sausages out of the beans.
There's a bit of that in us, but we are... I wouldn't like to... She can cook, you know, so it's like... We want to do something really nice, you know, that would satisfy both.
Yeah. I think genuinely, if you can think of something that you would do in an oven that isn't too sauce-based, then imagine, work out a way you can do it by wrapping something in foil.
Yeah.
Because things bake amazingly in a fire.
Yeah.
We always think in terms of a grill and a griddle.
Yeah.
You know, like putting stuff on top of it, and that's good too. But, yeah, the big field mushrooms, they're really good on the griddle.
Yeah.
And if you're careful, you can put loads of stuff on top of them. But that's a fantastic one to go wrong.
So I can maybe ask her whether she's like... Whether she even wants to participate in the form of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But equally, I think I would say bake something.
Yeah.
And griddle something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that specific enough for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's a nice social event. And I think... Yeah. So what's happening with you? Have you got family at home now?
Yeah, we've got the kids are at home. Bonnie's at home for a few weeks back from Bristol, coping with a breakup which she instigated.
Is this a breakup with someone that she initially got locked down with?
Yes.
That must have been a hell of a relationship.
Well, it was very, very intense.
Yeah.
And
two star-crossed lovers.
Yeah, and now she's finding it a bit tricky being at home, because obviously home reminds her of that time with him. So we're basically redecorating a bedroom. It needed doing anyway. We redecorating
bedroom because of all the times Rudy's been in there.
Yeah, that is definitely
the padlock off.
That definitely is part of it. reclaiming the studio, as we like to call it. But that sort of makes it worse, because now she hasn't even got a room to feel comfy in.
Yeah,
so it's all a bit discombobulating for her.
Do you think, speaking honestly, without a verbal contract, do you think they're definitely split up forever? Or do you think
I actually think they are, and I'm really quite proud of her.
Yeah,
because she just wasn't happy in the relationship. But it could have gone on for a bit longer, and she made a judgment call on it. And it wasn't easy.
That's a strong decision to make, isn't it?
I never finished a relationship. I was only dumped.
Yeah.
Do you know? So she asked me for advice. I don't really know what to do. With it. But it's she's done well. She's done well there.
Oh God, yeah.
But that's tricky, isn't it? I mean,
dread to remember the passive aggressive way I used to behave. And I was younger than them, thank goodness. But anyway, I remember long term listeners will remember a similar story from your family before, and when we were running out. We ran a half marathon distance out to Hayes.
All right.
And I think Bonnie was going through a similar thing. But I was thinking about it just the other day, what you said then, because we were just saying how the thing about parenting, you know, going from them being kids to being grown-ups, having grown-up experiences, it's just from the, I think you had a quote, which was from the first moment they're born, they're just slowly moving away from
it. They're leaving, yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
We're the bow there, the arrow, whatever sort of thing.
That's exactly it. And of course, you've got to make your peace with that.
You know? Yeah.
Because my daughter... Right.
Good to see you, mate.
He's seen so many pals today. Who was that?
Well, he was the guy who was around the house last night.
Oh, nice.
So I last saw him about...
He looked pretty well.
I last saw him about...
He's hanging 12, less than you.
12 hours ago.
I'm getting in a tangle because we talked about this yesterday. So let me be honest with you, listener. Yesterday I was telling Paul. He was saying, "So have you seen anyone? Have you gone out and met anyone?" And I was laughing because, and this ties in with what I was saying this morning about spiraling into despair when in the house on my own. Just really been enjoying the company
of your family.
Of my family.
Yeah, totally.
And it's you know, so out of step with what's going on in the world because. But they were all legends at the weekend. My wife got the vaccine on Friday, and you know, was pretty heroic and kind of suddenly really ill with it and then better within hours. Which
right.
Was
brilliant.
Exciting.
She just did the whole thing quickly.
Yeah. She basically had the worst flu you can fit into 90 minutes.
Sounds like she's really healthy, doesn't
it? It's quite healthy, isn't it? Yeah. And then my son was featured. He was spotlit by this extracurricular orchestra he's in.
Yeah.
Where he had to send a video of himself playing his oboe bass. And then answer some questions. It's like we do. Someone emails you.
Yeah, you
like,
get a Q&A, yeah.
And his answers were so lovely.
That's
they
nice.
They were upbeat, and particularly knowing him well, because he really sounded like himself, but he'd edited it to make it upbeat and inspiring.
That's lovely, isn't it?
He was
That's
mature
lovely.
Enough to not to do any kind of dark jokes or anything, do you know what I mean?
It's lovely when you see that your kids can independently react with the world like that.
Yeah, that's right, because we had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's
He told us
that's
about
amazing.
It because he was proud of it. But apart from that, we weren't in that
this
loop.
This is my stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and the same thing with my daughter, his younger sister,
yeah.
Who's recently gone through this whole thing. She applied to go on this course.
Yeah.
It's in Oxford, but it's run by Harvard. It's really
wow.
high-end that's international
a, that's,
stuff.
That's a nice little combo, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's
Oxford
a philosophy, and politics and economics seminar.
What?
That, you know,
what?
Residential. And she got in.
That's
she's
incredible.
She's basically going to Oxford for a couple of weeks this summer.
That's basically saying, why don't you join the people going to run the world? Just
yes.
have a chat for a week. Because
well,
PPE Oxford,
yeah,
that's everything. That's the base.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's wild.
And then, and yet, as a tiny little part of that, and we're totally into it. I was talking to my mum about it, just because I haven't seen my mum for months.
Yeah.
But in this, as grandparent, she's... She had as much to do with that as we did.
Yeah.
So, my wife just going, yep, off they go.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And while my daughter's in Oxford, it'll be her birthday.
Right.
And we were joking. Oh, we'll come in with a cake.
Yeah.
Happy. And joking, but saying, yeah, but maybe we could come up and see you for dinner. And she's like, nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
that's
no,
great.
We'll
that's amazing.
Get back.
That's... They're both really growing up, aren't they?
Even yeah.
Though, I mean, but your daughter's... How old's your daughter?
Well, that birthday will be her 15th, so she's doing little.
She's doing so well, isn't
but
she?
She's as mature as you like, yeah.
That's amazing. Well done, mate. That's
yeah.
fantastic.
So
and how long's that then? Is that a week or
so? It's a fortnight.
Right.
That'll feel long, you know.
That's a good chunk of time, isn't it?
Yeah.
To really get into ideas
well,
and people and discussion.
I mean, I think they're going to be pretty impressed with it. I think by the time at the end of the 2 weeks, they might invite her to just stay at Oxford.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable
future. I'm just going to stay here and flip between Oxford and Harvard. Is that a problem? I've got the Obamas coming down for the weekend, and Michelle says she can't cater for parents.
Happy birthday to... Who are these people?
Would you like to
They're
see the special
you.
Features? No! That's superb, mate. Well done.
Yes, yeah, so I said to Paul yesterday that on Saturday night, who was standing around the... There's these four grown-ups standing around the table drinking champagne.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, this is great, you know, just having a proper party.
Yes.
With the same...
That's nice.
quartet that's been in the same house
no,
for a
that's
year.
Lovely. That's really nice.
It's the good
yeah.
stuff, really, isn't it? But it is, it's... This is the hippiness we were closer to yesterday, but it's worth trying to remember is that the interconnectedness of us coming out of this, our children growing up,
yeah.
the work coming back.
Yes.
Me and you talked
yes,
a lot more about exciting work things that have been, and coming to us, you know, sort of things coming to
yeah.
fruition so you don't have to self-start them all the time.
These things are starting to open, apparently.
They are at every yeah. level, and it's... You can feel it. Maybe you can even feel it more keenly, not just because it's been a tough time, but because we've had a space to be exactly where we are. No distractions of
yes,
whizzing around, meeting new people all the time.
Although
know?
It's important to, like the guy I was chatting to last night, he's been working from home.
Yeah.
Tough job. He's got 3 kids under the age of 8.
Right.
Homeschooling.
Wow.
That's been a radically different experience.
Oh, of course.
Do you know what I mean? That's been... That's been. Should we run back?
I'll come with you.
Yeah, that's been really stressful. It's impacted on his work.
I can imagine.
It's impacted on his mental and physical
yeah.
health. But yeah, it's.
And then, that's why he's friends with the neighbours like you. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's why he's around at house at midnight, finishing off the Prosecco. But yeah, people come into life. It's great.
Yeah.
Rudy had one yesterday because he had a funny little day. Him and his mates nipped off to the park. They were at college for the day.
Yeah.
They had 3 hours off in the afternoon. Nipped off to the park, got drunk, and then went back.
Right.
So, you know, people are educating themselves on different levels. That's like some sort of American college movie, isn't it? Sort of Dazed and Confused kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Dancers in a South London park.
That's funny, because we're in the middle of watching Spider-Man Homecoming for the nth time.
Right.
But it's funny, because my kids have known that film since it came out, and just going back to it because there's a new one coming. But with them being a little bit older, they're just sort of saying, with some self-awareness, obviously it's a lovely film, superhero film, don't they? But saying it's really good on teenagers.
Yeah.
We're talking about how Peter Parker's bullying it.
Right.
But he kind of likes him. He's just got no social skills.
Yeah.
And the relationships are so good. And your man, Tom Holland.
Yes.
He's just fantastic.
Well, I saw him in a film. Actually, I had quite a nice bonding with Rudy the other night. We saw a film called Cherry.
Oh, yes.
That Holland's in. Yeah. And it's really good. It's a bit overlong.
Yeah.
But it's a great movie, and it really makes you... He's a blooming good actor, isn't he, Holland?
Oh, he's absolutely great.
Yeah.
You forget that when people... And it's something that... this is getting a bit arcane cinema coverage, but it's something that the Marvel producers know really well and film fans forget, is that their casting and use of good actors...
Yeah.
It's the backbone of that whole thing.
Yes,
we know this about Benedict Cumberbatch and Robert Downey Jr. and Scarlett Johansson. But
of course, they're not just figureheads. They're
that
proper.
First scene, the scene when they introduce Spider-Man, he meets Tony Stark. Just watching that carefully, the acting's great.
Yeah.
And of course, we know his dad. So in a way, it's our victory.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. That global film star is slightly eclipsing his dad's career in stand-up.
Although very successful. And book writing, don't forget the writing.
Yeah.
Another, but it's the same thing, isn't it? He's very funny about it. It's something you have to live with, and something I've got to get ready for at this rate with my daughter.
But it's also... Yes,
I know she's global president, but I have got a new Edinburgh show this year.
Tidy your room! but it's something you want, isn't it? You want your kids to do better than you, don't you? You want them to burst forth and... Pay for everything.
That's right. In fact, I think that's the great lesson of it is giving yourself up to how great that is.
Yeah, yeah, totes.
You know, and remaining Galadriel and retreating into the West.
Yeah, old. I want them to look after us in our. Well, I tell you what, I probably enjoyed today's run more than yesterday's. I don't know why.
I enjoyed yesterday's too, but yesterday's was external. I think really I was feeling a bit sorry for myself today. It's running every day, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's running every day. If you want to.
Yeah.
If it feels right. The other day, I'd done all my other running and yoga and stuff, and I was just about to do my exercises.
Yeah.
But I've done loads of other stuff, rushing around, sorting things out, and I was like, quickly do my exercises, and then we can start dinner and have a drink and stuff. And I went upstairs to do them, and then I came back down and said to my wife, I'm not going to do them.
Right.
Because it wasn't, because you always got that fear that you're not doing them because of a lack of commitment.
Right.
And I totally wanted to.
Right.
It's just that I didn't have time.
Yeah, yeah,
so I was
yeah.
I let it go.
Yeah.
Don't do them today.
Mm.
Open the wine, do them on Monday.
Yeah.
And I did that, and my whole life's fallen apart. And
open the wine, do it in 2 hours. Yeah. Is this an exercise? No, Rob.
Don't do those exercises.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.